Before I begin, I'm going to warn you that there will be spoilers. If you haven't seen the 2019 short film Dead Air, I recommend that you do so and come back. It is available to stream on YouTube for free through the channel Nightmind, a very worthwhile unfiction creepypasta channel. I'll post links in the episode description, as there are a few movies with the title Dead Air. Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Bad Movie Bunny podcast, where horror and thrillers are reviewed, but it's the next scream that you hear your own. My name is Lisa, or the Bad Movie Bunny, and today we get out our axes and revisit favorite guitar solos for the horror short Dead Air, which was directed by Matt Sullivan, written by Christopher Lavinia, and stars Amanda Durante, Lucas Serby, and Frank Ruggiero, while asking the burning question, what is your favorite cursed record? The film opens at a hard rock radio station, WRXN, Rock and Roxanne Radio, 101.5 on Halloween night. A DJ, Mickey Monstro, played by Frank Ruggiero, and his assistant producer are hosting their usual show and time slot. However, this is Halloween, and the station has a spooky history. The station is kept mostly empty on Halloween. The owner of it, one Eddie Stone, a concert promoter, had bought the station in 1982. He named it RXN after his late girlfriend Roxanne Ruzio, played by Amanda Durante, who had fronted a metal band in the early 1980s. The story goes that she jumped through a high-story window on Halloween 1984 because her band never took off. However, off the air and between illicit substances, Mickey adds rumors that perhaps Roxanne didn't jump, but was pushed. Was it out of jealousy? Was it out of greed? Was it a bandmate? Nobody quite knows. As Mickey tells this tale, little vignettes play out across town. In one, a young couple sit in a car at a drive-in movie. The guy, Tim, played by Lucas Serby, is waxing nostalgic about metal, movies of a time gone by, and things like drive-ins, pop culture of the era. In short, you get a sense of the everyman hero of a feature length. In one shot, you see a garage, and a superfan of WRXN, played by Scott Watson, calling into the show, coming off as a crank with a taste for hair metal. Mickey calls him Kev the Creep, and lets his weird caller babble a bit before playing his requested song. But Kev has a little secret, namely a guy bound and gagged in his garage, who Kev is to harm or worse on order, and probably payment, as such tools get expensive in today's economy. If this goes to feature length, I can see Kev playing something of the Ken Faree character in Devil's Den, the guy who fights the monsters under the radar and comes across as oddball to a world that doesn't know better. For the short, Kev is pretty much what he's listed on IMDb, the creep with a dude tied up in his garage. Now, whether you're listening from home, a drive-in, or the murder garage, Mickey gets enough powdered bravery, shall we say, to give his fans a little Halloween treat. Listeners of WRXN are treated to Roxanne's one single, a small record that just appears out of nowhere, it seems. Mickey plays the vinyl, and at that first note telling you this record is cursed, the viewer sees a club show lit in green, metal music, and Roxanne's vocals slowly building over an audience in corpse paint. Soon, Roxanne's vengeful spirit leaves the venue, and she's resurrected in demonic form to the horror of Mickey, who's asked if he liked the song, with a cute little giggle and twisting of teased curls after a few jump scares. With a smile and the swagger of a showman, Roxanne and her distorted voice take the mic post-resurrection and lets out a heavy metal wail so loud that all who are listening not only hear, but it ruptures eardrums and kills. What'll happen to this town? How far will Roxanne take her revenge? And who killed her in the first place? One can only hope to see this as a feature length, expanding these short stories within the film. Now, how can you not like Roxanne? I want to knit her at some point. Amanda Durante brings more than a killer scream. There's sass and a little cutesiness brought to her. You want to know about her backstory. Was she murdered by a greedy or jealous boyfriend? Did her band not taking off get to her? Either way, she wants her revenge on that station and this town. The movie has a feel of an 80s horror pastiche, but set in modern times. The nostalgia is definitely there in the lighting and some of the music. I wonder if campy horror villains of the era were channeled in making this character as well as the film. If so, Freddy Krueger, who becomes more jokey as the sequels went on, might come to mind. One might think of Deadites and Army of Darkness, just given the aesthetic. But Roxanne reminds me a little more of Mary Lou Maloney in Prom Night 3, where the kills and costumes are over the top to a point where she becomes a gory Bugs Bunny persona. Nurse outfit and all. Now see this movie. Dead Air and Roxanne have similar campiness, but the fear comes not from gore, but from the shock of playing a cursed song as a Halloween prank, only to have that demon on their hands who's capable of taking out a town with a scream and seems pretty unstoppable. For a short film, this jumped around a lot from the radio station to the drive-in to the murder garage, each with different slices, pun intended, of life. Despite Roxanne's rebel yell all but ending the town and the movie almost a little too neatly, the viewer is given a hint of how it could come together if this goes full length, and you want to see where it goes. The short, which has been gaining attention on the festival circuit and won an honorable mention at 2019's Florence Film Awards, was produced by Badlands Productions, a film and television studio based out of New York, who have been making music videos, commercials, and other media since 2002. The theme song comes from a hard rock band based out of New York, New York, called Danger Hole. I'll link their website as well. It's worth a listen and works very well with the atmosphere of the movie. Now to the burning question of your favorite cursed record. Wait, do you even have a cursed record? Alright, admittedly I don't know about curse, but there are albums I pull out for certain moods. The band Econoline Crush, along with Depeche Mode, come to mind. However, Dead Air wasn't necessarily the first movie to feature music as a means to channel demonic forces. I'm thinking of films such as Paganini Horror, where a washed-up band plays a piece of cursed music and are murdered in some pretty odd ways. There's something about Dead Air that set it above the trope, and I think summoning a vengeful singer from the dead put it over the top in more ways than one. Thus ends this episode of the Bad Movie Bunny Podcast. If you'd like to find more content, you can visit my blog at www.badmoviebunnies.com or follow me on Facebook, Twitter, or Twitch as Bad Movie Bunnies. Until then, thank you for listening and tune in next time. But before I bounce, here's a few words from the Prescribed Films Podcast Network. Thanks again and check them out.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.